Jacket News. Trending now. Trending now.
Partly cloudy and warm to hot, with isolated showers and thundershowers forecast for Gauteng, as well as other parts of Mpumalanga and the northwest. Pretoria and Rustenburg up to 31, Joburg and Emalahleni 27, Mpumalanga and Polokwane high of 28 degrees.
In Centurion on the N14 eastbound, a collision after the R55 Pretoria West exit. Of course, it's causing queuing traffic.
The Public Servants Association says it's concerned about the payment of university-run non-refundable application fees, resulting in institutions keeping the money after an application has been denied. One university reportedly received over 600,000 applications, with applicants each paying a 200 rand application fee. The association is now calling on the minister to abolish these application fees. And Panama has lodged a complaint with the United Nations over U.S. President Donald Trump's threat to seize the Panama Canal. The government in Panama City wants the matter to be referred to the UN Security Council. That while an audit has been launched to ensure the efficient and transparent use of the canal and public resources, the U.S. handed the Panama Canal over at the end of 1999. I'm Khadija de Souza, back with more news at 8.
Well, this story continues to play out. England captain Joss Butler has opposed calls for England to boycott their match against Afghanistan in the Champions Trophy next month. A letter signed by around 200 UK politicians asked the England and Wales Cricket Board to refuse to play in the game as a response to the Taliban regime's assault on women's rights in the country. Only 45 minutes a play was possible at Kingsmead in Durban last night before rain forced the end of play. That was in the Betway SA20 match between Durban Super Giants and My Cape Town. My Cape Town put into bat by the Super Giants had reached 69 for 3 in 11 overs when the rain started falling. Today's match will see the Pretoria Capitals away to Sunrisers Eastern Cape, and that's at 5:30 this evening. Five-time Grand Slam champion Iga Swiatek swept past Emma Navarro, and that's in turn Australian Open semi-final against Madison Keys, and that matches her best ever performance in Melbourne. The Polish second seed powered past the eighth-seeded American 6-1, 6-2, and that was in just an hour 29 minutes. Fresh from booking a place in the CAF Champions League quarter-finals, Sundowns want to solidify their position atop the Betway Premiership in a victory away to Makesi. That match is scheduled for the old Peter Mokaba Stadium tonight. Pirates are just 3 points behind them after 11 matches, so a win for Sundowns will see them extend their lead to 6 points. And Richards Bay United have announced the appointment of former Makesi assistant coach Papi Zotwane as their new head coach. I'm Colin Jinga, and that's a Jack of Sport.
Hey, you. This is an amazing radio station. I just love you guys to bits.
We're the station.
This will always be my favorite music station.
That sounds like you.
My baby born a Birkin. She's been telling me all night long. Gasoline and groceries, the list goes on and on. It's 9 to 5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar. I've been boozy since I left. I ain't changing for a check. Tell my mind I ain't forget.